Good morning. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. Today we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. First of all, be sure that any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer in a political campaign?
No.
And thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely to vote.
I will vote.
Definitely?
Yes.
Okay. And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, no party affiliation, independent, or some other political party?
Republican.
Are you any member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background, yes or no?
No.
And what is your main racial background, African-American or Black, Asian, Asian-American, white, or other race not listed here?
White.
Thank you. And what is your age? Just to make sure we speak to all ages, is between 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
56 to 65.
And if the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably for Democrat, lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, definitely vote for Republican, probably for Republican, or lean slightly to the Republican candidate.
Definitely Republican.
You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate it as well. The first one is Scott Boyd. Do you recognize the name, Scott Boyd?
No.
Never heard of? Okay. Kamala Harris. How would
yes.
you rate Kamala Harris? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
The next one is Carolina Amesti. Do you recognize the name? Carolina Amesti?
Yes.
How will you rate her? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
No opinion.
No opinion. The last two, Leonard Spencer. Do you recognize the name? Leonard Spencer?
No.
The last one is Erin Huntley. Erin Huntley.
Do not recognize.
Never heard of? Okay. Now, if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican?
Republican.
And will you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Definitely.
And if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Carolina Amesti, the Republican candidate?
The Republican candidate.
Will you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Carolina Amesti, the Republican candidate?
Definitely.
As you may know, Republican State Representative Carolina Amesti was arrested on Thursday on four felony charges of forgery, illegally notarizing her own signature and falsely certifying a signature as a notary. If found guilty, Amesti could face up to 20 years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines. Representative Amesti has denied any wrongdoing, say these false charges were created by her political opponents, and expects to be found completely innocent. After hearing that, if election for Florida State House were held today, let me ask you again. Would you vote for Carolina Amesti, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Carolina.
And would you say definitely or probably voting for Carolina Amesti?
Definitely.
Due to State Representative Amesti's arrest, there has been discussion that she will resign from office and not run for re-election. If that were to occur, another Republican candidate will run for this seat. You will now be asked about two potential Republican candidates who could run in the November election. And this is basically the last part. Thank you so much for your time. We're at 85%. So if the elections for Florida State House were held today, for whom will you vote between Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Scott Boyd, the Republican?
Scott Boyd.
Would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Scott Boyd, the Republican?
Definitely.
And if the election for Florida State House were held today and the candidates were Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Erin Huntley, the Republican? Who do you lean towards?
Definitely Aaron Huntley.
That's not okay. And the last two questions for statistical purposes only, and we're done. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, someone else, or did not vote for president in 2020?
Donald Trump.
Okay. And when you vote for candidates for political office, will you say you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote as, for as many Democrats as you do Republicans, usually Republicans, or always vote Republicans?
Always Republican.
If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
And would you call yourself very conservative or just somewhat conservative?
Very conservative.
And the last question, what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college, college graduate, or postgraduate degree?
College graduate.
Thank you. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important. And thanks again for your help. Have a great day.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, you too.
Bye.